Amen. Let's all look in our Bibles to 1 John chapter 5. I want to preach to you tonight on kneeling with confidence. Kneeling with confidence. You'll find your place there, 1 John chapter number 5. And to begin, we're going to read verses 10 down through verse 15. Okay, 1 John chapter 5, verse 10 through verse 15. The Bible says, "He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself." Again, the Son of God, of course, is Jesus Christ. We know that. And hath the witness. It's talking about the Holy Spirit, okay? The Holy Spirit is the witness in ourselves. "He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you, that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God." That verse has always struck me as being interesting. You know, he just talks about believing on the Son of God so that you can know you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. And the way I've heard it explained, and the way I've explained it before in our church, is that, you know what, we get saved, don't we, by believing on the name of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. But you know what he wants us to keep on doing after we get saved? Keep on believing on the name of the Son of God. He wants us to keep on living a life of faith and believing, and that sure fits when we read the next verse. Okay, verse 14. "And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him." What great verses those are, and a great, great promise to us. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, I ask you, please, to work in our hearts tonight. Please speak to us. Help us to understand your word. And just be encouraged in our prayer lives. And encouraged to pray more. And encouraged to ask you, Lord, for more things. And that we would believe in you for greater things. Help our prayer life to be something that is real and exciting, and where we truly are asking and receiving from you, God. Teach us to rely on you, to depend on you, to have faith in you, and to believe on you. Pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Maybe for some people, you have times in your prayer life where you feel like, I go to pray, but I don't know if I have much confidence when I pray. You know, I go to pray, but I'm not sure if I'm really believing or expecting God to answer my prayer. Sometimes people do feel like that. That for whatever reason, they may feel like, I don't know if God's interested, or I don't know if God would really be concerned about me. Or if I don't know if God could answer that prayer. But listen, we've got some wonderful promises from God's word that he will answer our prayers. And he cares about us, and he's interested in us very, very much. He wants you to bring to him your cares and concerns. We talked about that this morning. And he wants us to pray. He wants us to pray. And not only that, when we pray, he wants us to be able to pray with confidence. Pray with confidence, believing that, yes, God will answer. Yes, God can do great and mighty things. Jeremiah chapter 33 and verse 3, what does it say? "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things, which thou knowest not." Boy, there's a call from God. You come to me, you call unto me, and I'll answer thee, and I'll show you great and mighty things. I want to ask this question tonight and give you some answers from the Bible. Why can we kneel to pray with confidence? Why can we kneel to pray with confidence? And my hope and my desire through this lesson is that if we understand these things and we're encouraged by these things, it'll help us to pray more. It'll help us to pray more. It'll help us to pray for more things. It'll help us to pray for greater things in our life, because we'll have a confidence that, you know what? God does care about my prayers. God does care about what's going on in my life. He cares, and he's interested, and he wants to answer my prayers. So we ask this question tonight. Why can we kneel to pray with confidence? Why can we kneel to pray with confidence? Look with me first at Ephesians chapter number 3. Ephesians chapter number 3. And we're going to come back to 1 John for several things there, but Ephesians chapter 3, and I want you to look first at verse number 12. Why can we kneel to pray with confidence? If you're writing anything down tonight, number one is this: because faith in Jesus gives us access to the Heavenly Father. Why can we kneel to pray with confidence? Number one, because faith in Jesus gives us access to the Heavenly Father. Okay? Ephesians chapter 3 and verse number 12 says this: in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of Him. Boy, all those words are sure good. Boldness, access, confidence. Okay? Look down at verse number 20. Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly. God is able, isn't He? We need to remind ourselves sometimes of God's promises and God's word. Call unto me and I will answer thee, show thee great and mighty things. He says in Ephesians here, unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Listen, isn't it a wonderful thing that when we do get saved, when we become a Christian, when we become a child of God, because we've put our faith in Jesus, we have access to the Heavenly Father. And so when we kneel to pray, we can pray with confidence. We ought to pray with boldness. Why? Because we've got access. We've got the Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who He's our high priest. He intercedes for us, and we can have access. We can have boldness. We can have confidence because we know that He gives us access to the Heavenly Father. Okay, some of these points will be a little bit similar in their nature, but I hope they'll encourage us. Why can we kneel to pray with confidence? Number one, because faith in Jesus gives us access to the Heavenly Father. Why can we kneel to pray with confidence? Number two is this: because God loves His children. Because God loves His children. Boy, this is simple, but I want you to think on it. I want you to be encouraged in your heart as you think about it. God loves His children. When you get saved, you become a child of God. God is our Father, and we are His children, right? God's our Father, we're His children. Any father loves their children, has a care for them and a certain concern for them. Any good father, certainly. You know what? God loves His children. God loves His children. Turn with me over to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. In 1 John chapter 5, and verse number 1, it said this: whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Is born of God. Everyone that loveth Him that begat Him loveth Him also that is begotten of Him. By this we know that we love the children of God. Verse 1 there in 1 John talks about being born of God. John, of course, tells us that as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, right? Galatians 3:26 tells us you become the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. When we get saved, we become God's children. And if we're God's children, do you know something? He cares for us deeply. He loves us. If we're His children, may I say, He's interested in answering our prayers. Matthew 7, the verse I want you to see is verse 11. Matthew chapter 7, verse 11. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask Him? He says, listen, if you have an earthly father that will give you good things, if you have an earthly father that cares about you, how much more will your heavenly Father care for you? You're His child when you get saved. Don't ever think, well, God, He's so big, He's up there in heaven, He wouldn't possibly be interested in me. It was last night or this morning or sometime, Rebecca was talking to my wife and talking to her about God and so on. And I'm not sure really how the conversation got started, but somehow she was talking about God and God being with her, something like this. And then she got to wondering, well, how can God be with me if He's with somebody else? You know? And my wife said, well, God can be everywhere. You know? And she was saying, you know, he can be with Jasmine, and He can be with so-and-so, and He can be with all these different people all the same time. We may sometimes think, well, God's, He couldn't possibly be listening to my prayers. Or he couldn't possibly be. He's a busy God. He's got a lot of bigger things out there, or bigger, more important people that he must have to care about. No, God's interested in you. If you're saved, if you're God's child, you've got a very loving Heavenly Father who cares about you. And in Matthew 7 there, the verses precede it, say, ask and it shall be given you, right? Seek and you shall find. Knock, it shall be opened unto you. God wants us to pray to our Heavenly Father. And he reminds us in that verse, listen, your Heavenly Father cares about you. How much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Listen, let's kneel with confidence. Let's pray with confidence, remembering that there's a God who loves us. There's a God who loves his children. Why can we kneel to pray with confidence? Number one, because faith in Jesus gives us access to the Heavenly Father. Why can we kneel to pray with confidence? Number two, because God loves his children. Why can we kneel to pray with confidence? Number three, because Jesus is our advocate with the Father. Jesus is our advocate with the Father. Turn back to 1 John. 1 John, and I want you to see a couple of verses here. 1 John chapter 2 and verse number 1. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 1. The Bible says there, my little children, these things write I unto you that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, and Jesus Christ, the righteous. We have a representative, don't we? We've got Jesus Christ. He's our advocate. He's our go-between. He's our mediator. He's our representative to the Heavenly Father. He advocates on our behalf. He mediates on our behalf. He goes to the Heavenly Father on our behalf. Look at chapter 5 and verse 7. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, that being Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. Do you know that even today, the Jesus Christ, he sits at the right hand of the Father? He sits next to the throne of God in heaven. He's seated in a high place next to the Heavenly Father, and he advocates on our behalf. Boy, why can we kneel to pray with confidence? Because Jesus Christ, he's our advocate. He's our advocate. He's our representative with the Father. Why can we kneel to pray with confidence? Number one was this, because faith in Jesus gives us access to the Heavenly Father. Number two was this, because God loves his, you tell me, because God loves his what? His children. And if you're saved, you're God's child. God's interested in you. God loves to hear you pray. Just like a father would love to hear a child ask them for things, God in heaven says, I'm a father who cares about you, loves you, and I want to give you good things. We can kneel to pray with confidence because God loves his children. Number three, we can kneel to pray with confidence because Jesus is our advocate with the Father. Okay, number four, because the Holy Spirit intercedes for us when we pray. We can kneel to pray with confidence because the Holy Spirit intercedes for us when we pray. Again, we read 1 John 5, 7. There are three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word, the Holy Ghost, that being the Holy Spirit. Down in verse number 10, it says this. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. That's the Holy Spirit. He that believeth on God hath made, believeth not God hath made him a liar. Because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. You know, this witness, the Holy Spirit of God, he's in us. But he's also bearing witness in heaven. The Holy Spirit of God is in us. He knows us like nobody else knows us. Okay? But he's also there bearing witness in heaven. Now I want you to look at something. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8 and verse number 26. Romans chapter 8 and verse 26. God teaches us a wonderful truth here in these verses in Romans. Romans chapter 8 and verse 26. Did you find it? Romans chapter 8, verse 26 and 27. The Bible says, likewise, the Spirit, it's capitalized, it's talking about the Holy Spirit of God. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit, Holy Spirit itself, maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts and knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints. That's us. The saints in the Word of God doesn't refer to Saint Mary or somebody. It refers to you. If you're saved, you're one of the saints. Okay? Maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Do you know that the Holy Spirit of God is interceding for us when we pray? When we pray, there's a witness in heaven. When we pray, there's a Spirit of God in heaven that is agreeing with Jesus and going to the Father and interceding on our behalf. And He's there in heaven, and we may be asking for something, and the Spirit of God is going to the Father and telling Him exactly what we need. And He's trying to get our prayers answered according to the will of God. And we're going to talk about that another time very clearly in a lesson. But He's interceding for us in heaven. When we pray, He's interceding. He's going to the Father on our behalf when we pray. That ought to make us pray with confidence. Knowing that, listen, Jesus is advocating for us. The Holy Spirit is interceding for us. The Father up in heaven, He cares about us because we're His children. All of that ought to make us pray with a greater boldness and a greater confidence, knowing these things. Why can we kneel to pray with confidence? You help me, okay? You answer me back if you would. Why can we kneel to pray with confidence? Number one, because faith in Jesus gives us access to who? The Heavenly Father. Good. Number two, why can we kneel to pray with confidence? Number two, because God loves His children. That's you and me if you're saved. Why can we kneel to pray with confidence? Number three, because Jesus is our advocate with the Father. Number four, why can we kneel to pray with confidence? Because the Holy Spirit intercedes for us when we pray. He intercedes for us when we pray. Number five, why can we kneel to pray with confidence? Number five, because God has already given us the greatest gift. Because God has already given us the greatest gift. Keep your Bible there in Romans, if you would, Romans chapter 8. Let me just read to you again, 1 John, and we'll come back. 1 John chapter 5, verse 11. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life. And this life is in His Son. You know, salvation, it's not something we earn, is it? It's not something we work for. God gives us eternal life. It's that unspeakable gift. It's the greatest gift that God could ever give us. He gives us eternal life. What a great gift He gives us. And now look what the Bible promises us in Romans 8:32. Romans 8 and verse 32. He that spared not His own Son. Who's that? The Heavenly Father. He didn't spare His own Son. He didn't say, I'll keep my Son for myself. No, He spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all. How shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Do you see that? It says, listen, if He didn't spare His Son, if He was willing to give us His Son, if He was willing to let Jesus Christ come and die so that we could have eternal life, what a great gift that is. Won't He also give you other things? Won't He also give you other good things that you would ask for? Oh, that ought to make us pray with confidence, because what this verse says to us, listen, there's a God who, if He'll give His Son for you, don't you think He can also answer your prayers? Don't you think there's a God who also desires to give you good things in your life? He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Listen, God is interested in answering your prayers. Why can we kneel to pray with confidence? Number five, because God has already given us what? The greatest gift. He's already given us the greatest gift. He's already given us eternal life. He's already given us His Son. And He can also give us the things that we ask for. Why can we kneel to pray with confidence? Number six, because God responded to your faith when He saved you. And He wants you to continue to live by faith. Why can we kneel to pray with confidence? Because God responded to your faith when He saved you. And He wants you to continue to live by faith. 1 John chapter 5. Turn back there. 1 John chapter 5 and verse number 13. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. I spoke of it before, but listen, He saved us by our believing faith. And now He wants to keep on living by believing faith. When we pray, pray believing. Pray believing that God will answer. Pray believing that God can give us the things that we ask for. It says that you may believe in the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions, that the petitions, the things we desire, the things we ask for, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him. Why can we kneel to pray with confidence? Because God responded to your faith when He saved you, and He wants you to continue to live by faith. Listen, for you to continue to pray and say, God, I expect big things from you. God, I believe you can answer this. God, I have a need. God, I have a concern. And God, I'm going to believe in you. And God, I have no other hope. And I'm going to put my trust in you, God, because I believe you can answer. I believe that you can do this. I think God says, oh, I like that. I like that. You're willing to believe in me. You're willing to trust in me. That's the kind of prayer that God wants to answer, a prayer of believing faith. Believing faith. Why can we kneel to pray with confidence? You help me review, class, okay? Why can we kneel to pray with confidence? Number one, because faith in Jesus gives us what? Access to the heavenly Father. Good. Number two, why can we kneel to pray with confidence? Number two, because God loves His children. Good. Why can we kneel to pray with confidence? Number three, because Jesus is our advocate with the Father. Good. Why can we kneel to pray with confidence? Number four, because the Holy Spirit intercedes for us when we pray. Good. Number five, why can we kneel to pray with confidence? Because God has already given us the greatest gift, eternal life. If He gave us His Son, He says, I can also, along with that, I can give you good things. I can answer your prayers. Number six, why can we kneel to pray with confidence? Because God responded to your faith when He saved you. And God wants you to continue to live by faith. Live by faith. Live believing. Trusting God. Then let me share with you one more thing here. 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3. Those are all wonderful things. And this is wonderful too. But this next thing I notice in the book of John puts a little stipulation on us. It puts a little requirement on us. But oh, if we meet that requirement, great boldness, great confidence we can have because of God's promise here. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 21 and 22. You see it with me? 1 John chapter 3 verse 21 and 22. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. If our heart condemn us not. In other words, we don't have that guilty conscience. We don't have our heart condemning us because of sin and things wrong in our life and so on, displeasing to the Lord. Then have we confidence toward God. Verse 22, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him, because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. It's a great promise, isn't it? Whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him, because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. Boy, that's a great promise. And John says it. You can have great confidence. You can have great confidence when you pray, knowing that God will give you the things that you ask for. Whatsoever we ask, we'll receive it of Him. But he says we need to keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. Listen, if we're obeying His commandments, if we're trying to please the Lord, if we're trusting in the Lord and believing in the Lord and trying to follow the Lord and so on, then we ought to pray with great confidence. We ought to come boldly to the throne of grace, shouldn't we? We ought to kneel with confidence. Let me share with you one story, and we're going to be done early tonight. Ruby Hamilton, this is a true story. And listen close if you would. Ruby Hamilton was a businesswoman. She was in her 50s. Her and her husband were business people. And she was stunned one day at the loss of her husband. They'd been married for 32 years, and her husband was killed in a car accident. Her anger and disappointment went deeper than a more typical expression of grief. She had become a follower of Jesus Christ in her 20s, but her husband didn't share her newfound faith in spiritual things. Nonetheless, she had set about praying for him unceasingly and fervently that he would come to know the Lord as Savior. And one day when she was praying, she felt peace come over her and that still small voice assuring her that her husband would get saved. And she eagerly awaited the day when her husband would get saved and so on. But now her husband was killed in a car accident. He'd never gotten saved. What do you do when faith doesn't make sense? When God didn't seem to be answering her prayers? And sadly, Ruby Hamilton stopped living for God. Roger Simmons was hitchhiking one day to get home. He would never forget the date, May 7th. His heavy suitcase was making him tired, and he was anxious to take off the Army uniform once and for all. And he put out his thumb there to cars along the highway as he was hitchhiking. And he was trying to give up hope and just keep on walking and so on when he saw a black, fancy new Cadillac. And to his surprise, that car stopped and picked him up and he got a ride. The passenger door swung open and he ran toward the car and he put his suitcase in the back of the car and he thanked this handsome, well-dressed man as he slid into the front seat. "Going home?" the driver of the car asked. "I sure am." "Well, you're in luck if you're going to Chicago." "Well, I'm not going quite that far. Do you live in Chicago?" "Oh, I have a business there," the driver said. "My name is Hamilton." They chatted for a while, and then Roger, a Christian, felt a compulsion to share his faith with this 50-ish looking man, successful businessman. But he kept putting it off until he realized that he was now just 30 minutes from home, and it was now or never. He said, "Mr. Hamilton, I'd like to talk to you about something very important." And then he simply told Mr. Hamilton about the plan of salvation and ultimately asked him if he'd like to receive Jesus as his Savior. The Cadillac pulled over to the side of the road and Roger thought, "Well, guess this guy didn't like it. He's going to dump me off." But actually, Mr. Hamilton pulled over to the side of the road and said, "Yes, I would. I would like to receive Jesus Christ as my Savior." And there at the side of the road, they bowed their heads and that man prayed and received Jesus Christ as his first Savior. And then he thanked Roger and said, this is the greatest thing that's ever happened to me." 5 years went by. And that Christian man, Roger, got married. He had a couple kids and ended up starting a business of his own. One day he was packing his suitcase for a trip to Chicago and he found in his suitcase a small white business card that had been given to him by that Mr. Hamilton 5 years previous. In Chicago, he looked up this business, Hamilton Enterprises, and the receptionist told him that it was impossible to see Mr. Hamilton, but he could see Mrs. Hamilton. A little confused, he was ushered into a beautiful office where he found himself facing a keen-eyed woman in her 50s. She extended her hand and said, You knew my husband." Roger told her about how Hamilton had picked him up while he was hitchhiking home after the war. "Oh, can you tell me what day that was?" "Sure, it was May 7th, 5 years ago, the day I was discharged from the Army." "Anything special about that day?" she asked. He hesitated, not knowing if he should mention how he shared the message of Jesus with her husband. "Mrs. Hamilton, I explained the gospel to your husband that day. I'm a Christian." And he pulled over to the side of the road and wept against the steering wheel, and he trusted Christ as his Savior that day. Oh, Mrs. Hamilton began to sob and to cry and to weep. Finally, getting a grip on herself, she said, "I had prayed for my husband's salvation for many years, and I believed that God would save him." "Where is your husband?" he said. "Well, he's dead. He was in a car crash that day after he let you out of the car. He never got home. You see, I thought God had not kept his promise. And I stopped living for God 5 years ago because I thought God had not kept his word." And I encourage you in something from that story. Don't lose your confidence in God's ability to answer your prayers. When it may seem like, "I don't think God's answering. I don't know if he'll ever answer." Don't lose your confidence in God's ability to answer your prayers. Don't lose your confidence in him. Why can we kneel to pray with confidence? Because faith in Jesus gives us access to the Heavenly Father. Why can we kneel to pray with confidence? Because God loves His children. And if you're saved as God's child, listen, there's a Father that loves you and cares for you and wants to do good things for you. Why can we kneel to pray with confidence? Number three, because Jesus is our advocate. He's at the right hand of the throne of God now. He cares for you and he's there to intercede and to mediate for you. Why can we kneel to pray with confidence? Because the Holy Spirit intercedes for us when we pray. Why can we kneel to pray with confidence? Because God has already given us the greatest gift. He gave us eternal life. He gave us His Son. He says, won't He also freely give you other good things? Why can we kneel to pray with confidence? Because God responded to your faith when He saved you. And He wants you to continue to live by a believing faith. Why should we kneel to pray with confidence? Well, if we're trying to please Him and we're obeying His commandments and we're following Him, God says we can have a great confidence, great boldness. We've got access to God. He wants us to come confidently and boldly to Him, knowing that He will answer. Again, 1 John chapter 5, what did it say? And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him. God says, just like you know that you're saved, because you've believed on the Son of God and you know you have eternal life. Hey, I want you to know that when you believe and when you pray in faith and you ask God, I want you to know you'll have the petitions that you asked of Him. When you got saved through believing faith, God says, I want you to keep on living with that believing faith. When you pray, let's pray with confidence. Let's kneel with confidence, believing that God has the power to answer our prayers. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, thank You for Your Word. Thank You for these promises we see. Thank You for these reasons that the Word of God gives us, that we can have boldness, we can have confidence, knowing we have access, knowing we have an advocate, knowing we have the Spirit of God interceding for us, knowing what You've already done for us and how much more You want to do for us as Your children. God, help us to pray with boldness. Help us to pray with confidence. Help us to pray for greater things. Help us to pray for more things. Help us to truly believe that You care and You're interested and You're listening. You want to hear our prayers and You want to answer our prayers. Lord, give us a greater confidence in Your ability and Your desire to answer our prayers.